Hi, Shola.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome to May I Talk.
Thanks for having me again.
I am so excited because, yeah, I'm just smiling. Like, oh my God.
I'm more pumped about this than you are.
Oh my God. How are you?
Here, surviving, breathing in, breathing out, making sure it's the right direction at the right time.
That's amazing. Now I heard that you have your own YouTube channel, if I'm correct.
Ooh, finally, somewhere to put everything that I do.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about it? Let my listeners, you know, go and bombard your YouTube.
I just started a YouTube channel. It's called The Shola Raman Brand. That's what you need to search for. It has everything from my dance videos to wedding videos to the Pepper Show, everything I do, basically. Somewhere where everybody can get to see lengthy stuff that is not necessarily Instagram. You get so, yeah.
I like to say the internet never forgets. Pepper Show, by the way.
Thank you.
Welcome. Anyway, I hope you're staying safe. I heard that the lockdown thing has become a little bit more subtle in Nigeria now.
Subtle is not the word. I feel like we're just starting to give up on the fact that life has to continue. Just the way people continued life when malaria came. Corona has come to stay and people are going to deal with it.
Yeah,
some people are just continuing life.
That's true. Anyway, thank you so much for joining in today.
When I
started working on this topic, I was just thinking to myself, who is the guy that can actually break things down the way that I want people to hear it? Because I've recorded two parts already. Religious aspect of it. Okay. I've recorded the medical aspect of it, and now I'm about to record the male aspect of it. Like, what do men think? Our topic for today is on abortion.
Okay.
I know it's controversial. It's like,
I know.
Okay, what are we about to talk about? Yeah. So I know that abortion has been something that a lot of Africans frown upon. It's like when you ask an average girl, have you done an abortion before? She's like, I've never had an abortion before. But I tell you something, I was reading online that most men have fallen in love with a girl that has, you know, aborted pregnancy before. And and when I recovered the medical aspect of abortion, I realized that abortion even has three different types, you know, there is the one that is involuntary, and then there's voluntary, there's preterm loss, preterm delivery, and all those things. But let's leave the medical aspect of it. I want us to go into the moral aspect of it, the society, and you men. What do you guys see when a girl tells you, oh, I've had an abortion before?
First instinct as a guy, as an average Nigerian Joe, or as a man generally is, okay, you've been there, done that. You get, and it starts to pop question in your head, like, oh, okay, did you kill somebody else's baby voluntarily? It starts to put question in your head. Now, some laymen, weak men, would judge you based on it, like, maybe her womb is gone, maybe her this is that. But proper men will ask questions. Why did you do it? How did you do it? Were there consequences medically? How did you cope, knowing that something that could have been your firstborn, you had to terminate it willingly? You get things like that. So you get, and if it was an involuntary one, maybe you were raped or something, you get, obviously that means there are underlying factors that were that surpass the abortion that needs to be addressed. How are you dealing with the rape situation? All of that. Yeah, that's for men though. But a boy will naturally just think like, oh, okay, this, I start judging you with it.
Yeah, but you know that a whole lot of girls and female or lady, you know, they've actually lost relationships due to the fact that they told someone that they're into that, look, I've had an abortion before, and this person just slowly start to withdraw, whether a boy or a man. I've seen it happen to my friend before.
Now, let me tell you this. I say it every time. When it comes to relationships and divulging of information, it has to be gradual. You can't meet me on the first day, and on the second date, you are telling me you had an abortion. No, it's a lot for me to take in.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. But she dated this guy for, like, some couple of months, and she felt like, you know what? It's time for me to just start dishing out the truth little by little. But the guy was like, oh, no, it's religion is against it. Abortion is this. Abortion
is that. That's it still boils out what I'm saying. Now, when I say dishing it out, if I've dated you for like 6 months, I think I should be able to know what you want to hear, how you want to hear it, when you want to hear it. If I put all these factors into consideration, it will determine how I'm going to say it. Let me give you an example. If I'm dating a very, how do I put it, spontaneous person who is very oomph, doesn't wait to process information. You know, there are different type of men. There are men that process before they talk. There are men that talk before they process. There are men that process and talk simultaneously. You get what I'm saying? So if you are dating a guy that will talk before he process, you should understand that you need to take the information inside out. So what you say is, you start from the angle of, maybe you did an abortion because the person you were dating then did not want the baby, you get, and forced you to do an abortion because you were both not financially ready. You can't tell a guy that just say, oh, I had an abortion. You will start from the angle of having heartbroken before. You get the question like, why, how? Then you explain all the bad things that our brother did to you. Then you gradually build up to the fact that I even went to the point of I had to do that. You get that kind of thing. It will be easy for him to process at that point. Do you get what I'm saying?
It takes maturity.
Oh, yes, it does. As a girl, you need to know how to break down information to your spouse. Don't expect that you... It's not something you would think they would be able to wrap emotions around it and just digest immediately. No, emotion is not enough to digest such. You get, it takes maturity.
Okay, Shola. Now, oh God, this is why I like to have conversation with you, because I don't even need to write it down. Like, the questions don't start popping out. No, you spoke about this, the way you're supposed to lay it down for a man that you have an abortion for. Yes. Okay, so now, imagine a man who is naturally emotional.
Okay.
You know, someone that no matter how you give him that information, it will mess him. You know, there's some men that are very emotional. Emotional, I mean, rather too soft or too hardcore.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to balance this thing. Like, guy, you know, I had an abortion. Hey, pack a load and go. I had an abortion. Yeah. Oh, my God. You had an abortion. You know,
I know.
So there are like different type of guys like that. So now imagine someone who's, like, super emotional. Especially someone who is totally against abortion.
Okay.
Like, totally against it. It does not want to hear about you taking out a fetus or a child or anything.
Okay.
How do you tell such a man, look, I had an abortion before. Okay. And you know you really love this relationship.
Okay. Now, see, I say this. When it comes to relationship, you get, try to say it all, but know what to say. You see, having an abortion is not a death sentence. And if you went ahead and had an abortion and it didn't have any medical implications that might require you to have a discussion with your partner, like maybe your womb is weak, or maybe you might not be able to have more than one child, you know, those complications that come with when the DNC is done wrongly. Now, if there are no complications, see, I am of the opinion that, sorry, if you love a man so much, and you know that he cannot take the truth, don't tell it to him.
So keep it a secret.
Yes. Now, it's not a secret that you're going to take to your grave. I'm going somewhere. It's a secret that you will tell later on. Later on meaning, you people will build a relationship to a point of comfort. You have your kids now. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, but Shola, now, sorry, let me cut you there.
Okay.
What if... what if they've been waiting for a child and they can't have a child?
If they've gotten to the point,
you should not tell him.
No, if they've gotten to a point where they are waiting for a child and they cannot have a child, it might be too late to stay at that point.
So what should she do? Should she walk away or what?
Now, see, the thing with information like this is either you say it early or you say it very late. There's no in between. You get what I'm saying? If you don't, if either you say it 6 months, 7 months in the relationship, if you don't say it then, you have to say it after your second child.
Yeah, but my own focus is when the child is not coming in at that point. At what point is she supposed to tell the man, look, I had an abortion and I'm scared that I might be the problem? Even if probably they've gone to fertility home and whatever.
Oh, then if that arises, then she should tell him. But that brings me back to what I said the other time. If a man cannot process the truth, don't tell him. I'm telling you, for his own sanity, for your own sanity, do not tell him.
But don't you think that is not fair on him?
It's not a matter. No, see, as much as it might seem like it is not fair, you get what I'm saying? You most likely, and that's why I cleared it, you are withholding the information, not because you do not want to say it, but because you know the kind of man you are with.
Okay.
You get, so it's a secret that you are keeping, but it's time bound. And you are keeping it a secret. I put a clause there. You are keeping it a secret because you are sure there is no clause and complications. If there are any complications post the abortion that you are aware of, tell him from the very beginning of the relationship. But if there are complications that are not yet, you were certified clear and in the good after the abortion, and he's a very emotional man. If it's positive emotion, like maybe he cries too much, tell him, let him cry the cry, we'll wipe it. But if he's a shout kind of man, you get calm down, hold on about it. Hold on.
I get what
because
you're saying.
Like I always say, abortion is a is there are two people involved. The girl did not drink the sperm. Let's remember that. It's not like she bought it. She didn't walk into a store and be like, oh, can I have like 2 liters of sperm? It didn't happen that way. Somebody slept with her. You get what I'm saying?
What I tried to say now is if for a woman to have an abortion, the decision must be made between her and the person.
Yes and no. And I'm going to
say, thank you. That was bringing me to my next question.
No, go ahead. Yes, in the sense that if for example, you have a partner, you get what I'm saying? Yourself and your partner are not financially ready to bring a child to this world, but you were immorally ready to have sex. Now you've had the sex and it have led to pregnancy. I think it is smarter. You get what I'm saying? At that point, to make a decision to say, okay, let's have this baby out because we are not both ready. Or maybe, for example, along the line, you discover that the child is going to have maybe Down syndrome or going to have specific conditions that you might not be able to handle. Because you can yourself and your partner can sit and make come to a conclusion that, yes, let's do this. That is where
Shola, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, yes, financial issues can be a very big factor.
It is a big factor.
Yes, but in an African setting, our mothers will tell us that a child is a blessing.
Oh, please. Go to my young baby, all those plenty talk.
Yes, but I am a woman that actually kind of believe a little bit in that because sometimes I feel like when we look at the baby mamas of today, women that tend to be the sole provider. For that child, the father said, look, I don't want this child. Take out this child. And this man goes ahead to have this baby, and this baby is everything she's got.
Okay.
I noticed that these women go extra mile to make sure that their child have the best of the best education ever.
Okay.
Don't you still see that as a blessing for them on the long run?
It brings us the question that initially, you get what I'm saying, the lady and the guy were ready for a baby. It was just emotional drama that put them apart. Do you get what I'm saying?
Even for a teenager, I'm just saying, imagine a teenager, because then on MTV, they
used to this pregnancy, teenage, yes. This
teenage what does, pregnancy yeah. or something yeah. like that. And I used to watch it then when I was very young.
With in the African context of back then, when competition was not in the forefront like this, when developing and building a career and a business was not as difficult as it is now, when being an entrepreneur does not come with as much headache as it does now, then it could work. But now, where even with the support of a man in your life, raising a child is hell, it is not an easy decision to make. Trust me, I have seen women who, even married with the support of a man, childbearing has disrupted the pattern of their life. It takes a lot for me to have a child.
So we're saying that abortion is way better than having a child that you're not ready for?
It might sound very immoral to listeners right now. It might sound very wicked. But I think it's the smartest thing to do. I am serious.
Wow.
Because you see
what I wanted the male.
Look at it this way. You have it. You yourself and your partner, you have made a mistake, you had sex, and now she's pregnant. The boy ends with 10K. The girl is earning 7.5. It's not even enough to pay for delivery.
Shola, that's the worst scenario.
Let me come to a more robust scenario. The guy is earning 200K. The girl is earning 150K. And they both stay in Lekki.
Come on. What? No way. I'm going to cut you there. Now I'm going to cut you there, okay. Shola. How can someone be earning 200,000 and be staying in Lekki? What kind of human being?
Because...
Problem
to one, Ben. You see, Chori is topic for another day. Reason is that sometimes staying in Lekki might be better for you, because tomorrow, no, moto, Uber, tomorrow is almost the same thing. Your overhead is a lot.
Why must you take Uber? Why can't you take
and
the bus?
Take the and arrive at the office, come on, Rubiru. I'm serious.
Oh gosh, oh, I
no. Is it true? It's difficult. I feel like it's a decision you have to see. When there are times when you know financially that you are not ready. I am in that phase of my life right now. I am physically ready. I am mentally ready. I crave for a baby. But I don't think I'm financially capable right now to have one. I'm going to be very realistic. Unless...
So if a woman gets pregnant right now, you're going to tell her to abort.
That's why right now I am being extremely careful sexually. And I'll explain to you why. If I know that a combination of our income, that is me and you that we want to knock, cannot raise a child. We are not knocking. We'll enjoy a very good head. I'm serious, though. I'm serious. If what I earn plus what you earn cannot raise this child we're about to have, Baba, let's be all right. Continue the key person.
Okay, all right. So, anyway, I understand what you're saying. The financial aspect
is
super, super, super important. And also, you spoke about the health part. Now, I want to dive a little bit into the religious aspect of this. Do you think that if women, I've asked, other women, do you think if someone is pregnant, like a teenager, for example, she's pregnant, and instead of rushing to the clinic for an abortion, she goes to the church or the mosque, do you think if the church and the mosque is like their safe haven, do you think that people won't need to go
abortion? I think that like I always say, which is one of the reasons why some of us are doing a lot of online worship now, rather not going to a structured church. Because I feel like the church is supposed to be a place, like it said in the Bible, that my name is like a strong tower, you and all your troubles will go away. So I feel like if the church and the mosque are positioned in such a way that people can come, you get what I'm saying, when they are troubled, seek the face of the Lord, and the Lord will definitely speak through the pastor financially to sustain you, I feel like it is not a bad thing to do. Because the same Lord will speak to me to pay my tithes and offering every weekend, and I do it. So that same Lord should please speak to you, Pastor, so that you can support me when I carry belly out of wedlock. You get it's I feel like the church and the mosque can help reduce the abortion rate if they are seen as a safe haven. But the downside to that now is if people now see it as a safe haven, it becomes an automatic ticket to just be knacky anyhow. Because you know that if push comes to shove, you just walk into one, our Mother Mary, the church, and they will take you in. You get so
Okay, no, finish what you would say. Hello? Yeah. We went off a little bit on that. So you were saying...
So I feel like it's very important that you do that. You get let the church help. You get, but it should not position themselves in such a way that is every Tom, Dick, and Harry that just has a baby. Some people need to be chastised, which still comes back to sexual education. Understanding what you are getting yourself into before you open your legs or before you have an erection. You get understanding what you are getting yourself into. I remember one thing my mom told me when I started becoming sexually active. When she got aware that I was sexually active, because we had started before she knew. By the time she knew, she will always tell me one thing. She'll say, "Shola, never sleep with a girl that cannot mother your baby. If you don't want to call this girl the mother of my child, don't sleep with her." And I held on to that thing for a very long while. I can categorically say everybody that I've ever been with are people that if they have a child for me, bawala.
Okay, so now that brings me to the parents aspect of this, right? A lot of parents have pushed their kids to do abortion out of fear.
I agree.
And in the long run, when these kids now grow up, now they say, and sure, you know that if you had kept that baby, by now your child would be like 11, 12, 18, whatever. You know, do you think if African parents were more calm, lenient, do you think that abortion rates will be
I don't think African parents should be calm and lenient. I think African parents should be more open to having discussions about sex with their kids. That would help reduce abortion rates. Because when your child is knowledgeable about sex, they will know what to do, how to do it. It will even lead to pregnancy. Do you hear what I'm saying?
So do you think that this our generation will be the new African parents that, you know, talk to their kids about sex?
I think so, yes. I want to believe, yes. But the fear I have for our generation is we might tell our kids too much in the era of wanting to be free. Yes. You get, we might tell our kids too much. We might not know when, and you can see it from the way people treat their younger siblings. You will not know when it's to start with. You get what I'm saying? That's the only challenge I feel like. But with our generation, we are going to be more vocal about sex and stuff. So I feel like parents should have that discussion more, understanding that because I have enlightened you about what should be done, when you're about to encounter challenges on the road, you will not find it difficult to approach me and say, "Oh, mommy, this happened." You know, if a child walks up to me now and tells me, "Oh, I'm pregnant," I should be able to comfortably ask her, "Did you use contraceptives? How sure are you that you are pregnant?" But when I've never even had that kind of conversation with her, it's not, it'd be very strange. The only thing that will be left will be to chastise the kid. How about how do you think me, my doctor? You get that kind of thing.
All right. So before I called you up to do this episode with me, I spoke to some couple of guys on abortion, and they gave me their own reasons of why they think they always tell the girl, "Oh, go for an abortion." Yes, you've spoken about the financial aspect. Health reasons, either they are too young, and then some people told me that it's either they're not really in love with this person, is whether they actually didn't grow up with a fatherly love, so they're too afraid to bring a child to life. And so, let me just finish everything they said. Why the causes of abortion, why men tell women that go for an abortion, it's rather they're not really in love with this woman, it's rather they didn't grow up with fatherly love. It's either the woman, the woman has had an abortion before, one night stand, fear of their parents, you know, financial reasons. So I'm more concerned, like, why do people actually not use condom with someone?
First, see, I will not lie to you. I go talk as a day. sex with condom really too sweet. It gets it. You get. I'm going to be very truthful here. But the point is this. See, the aspect of fatherly love is a lie. Most guys that did not have it, I didn't have a father figure growing up. It makes prone to actually wanting a child and being there for that child. That's what it does to you. It makes you crave for a child. You want to give everything you were not given to that child. You get, so that's what that does. So the fatherly love thing is not an excuse. I feel like condoms are right now not an option because of girls. And I'll state it, is girls' fault too. I have been in a situation where I want to use condom with a girl. I should categorically tell you, oh, don't worry, I'm on contraceptives. Oh, don't worry, I just took Postino 1. Oh, don't worry, I'm on my Postino 2 after this. But it is me that I know that, apart from pregnancy, there are other things attached, STIs here and there, that would insist that I want a condom. There are girls have gotten so good now that even during sex, there are ways they can grind you and that condom with tear. They know what they are doing. You get what I'm saying? So I sometimes don't blame guys. Also, I feel like the idea of sleeping with people, one night stand, and it causes it. And that shouldn't be an issue. The girl must be stupid. I'm sorry to say. You had a one night stand with a guy. Who should drink a whole pack of Postino 2 if it's not you? What did you expect out of that? You get what I'm saying? It was just cruise and vibe. You get that kind of thing. Then a lot of times, it also boils down to the fact that people don't know how to read the emotions of the person they are in a relationship with. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and you can tell from the vibe that this person is not... that's why I tell people, as a girl, do not be scared to initiate conversations. It doesn't have to be direct. You can't just ask him, do you want a child? You can't just say that. You create situational things. Like, oh, did you see this? Thank God internet is here. You look for stories revolving around things like this. You seek for his opinion. From what he says about other people's matters, you'll be able to tell what he will do when his own matter arises. You get what I'm saying?
Wow. Oh, Shala, I really appreciate this. The thing is, we need to go very soon. So I have like two very important questions to ask you. Now, is it fair for the guy to give a financial want a child?
Take that again. Is it fair for
the guy to contribute financially to the woman who he actually said, look, I bought the child. I don't want the child. Is it fair for him to now start, he didn't want the child.
Playing fatherly figure. Support her financially? I think he should. I'll state why. Now, you're going to do it now, but not under compulsion. You're going to do it because morally, you feel right and you feel obligated to that child. Whatever it is, that child is carrying your DNA. Whatever it is, you are going to be the person they will point to in life that you are the father of that child. So do your bits for the child. Forget about the schemes and the strategy of the mother. Do your bit. But for someone like me, I will state it categorically to the girl. Everything I do, you as a girl don't deserve it. My child deserves the world and my child will get the world. So don't ever ask me for anything. I'm going to do my part on this child as a responsible man, but it's not because of who you are, it's because of who the child is to me.
Ah, ladies, Shola is so romantic. Please, if you're listening to this right now, I'm sure he's single. He's very single.
I'm single, Akpa.
All right, Shola, before we go, one last question for you.
Okay.
If your best friend, girlfriend gets pregnant for you after a drunk sex, would you tell her to abort the pregnancy or would you tell her to keep the pregnancy? Your best friend. Your brother. Don't let me say best friend.
My brother.
Yeah.
Because I am very sexually knowledgeable, the moment the alcohol goes and I'm aware of what happened, we are going to the hospital.
But have you not heard of blackout alcohol? Like the type that you drink, that you black out, you can't remember anything for the next couple of days.
Hey, but your brain blacked out. How did your dick rise?
It doesn't matter now. Some people are very horny when they drink. But anyway, Shola, this is just the worst scenario. Okay. Just tell me.
I truthfully think that yes, the child should be taken out, because that child is going to be brought into life to face dramas that he has absolutely no idea about. He will continually.
So will you tell your best friend or your brother about this?
Will I tell my brother or my best friend about it? Yes, I will do that if it's my.
Okay. I thought secrets should go to grave with some people.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's better to tell my friend now and have a conversation about it than for us to grow the relationship further on lies. You get it, might anyway, be very
thank you.
There are some truths that are difficult to see.
Are you there? Okay, I think the network is getting Hello? Bad. I think it's just early. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's better to just say it.
Tell the truth. Okay, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, Shola. I have learned
thank you for having
like,
me.
A whole lot from you today. I mean, if any man out there or you know any guy out there is listening to this right now, I'm sure that you guys are learning one or two things. Shola has actually hit the nail on its head for us. And I am so happy that I was able to come in here to have the male edition. People can know that abortion is not... It's not something so easy for us to just talk about, especially as women. And for your view, Shola, this is beautiful. I'm really honored to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's always my pleasure.
And I wish you good luck in your YouTube channel. I'm going to go subscribe to it because I always just
listen
to the Pepe Show every time. And I hope day you invite me on the Pepe Show. Let us Pepe
Oh, definitely. Let's put a sachet in their eye.
Yes, all right. Thank you so much for joining in.
Yeah,
have a very wonderful time and stay safe.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye.